with mobile, there's a number of challenges, right? One of them is that people just, they're not willing to put up with an app that doesn't work for them, right? They will use an app once and they will never come back to it. There's a graveyard of apps. And so, you know, it's, I think the statistics of people who leave SaaS products is really quite high. Within the first week, it might be up to like 69, 70%, right? It's probably higher for mobile just because people just have less patience.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Product Adoption Academy show by AppQuise. Today, we have Theo. He is the founder of Growth Roadmaps and a growth advisor for many companies. Theo, welcome. How are you doing this morning or afternoon? It's morning here, but it's afternoon. Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm doing well. It's my afternoon. I'm based in London. And so, yeah, it's been a good day so far. Excited to jam with you and talk.
Yeah, talk about something that's like near and dear to both of our hearts, which is around onboarding. You created this onboarding checklist, which I love checklists. I love checklists for like work. I have a checklist right here. If people are watching this, I have a work checklist. I have a checklist for, you know, onboarding when I get in. It's like, oh, cool, there's a checklist there. But I also love checklists because it helps you make sure you don't miss anything. And you created this onboarding user onboarding checklist on your site, growthroadmaps.co. How did that come about? Like, talk to me a little bit about like, what some of the components there. I feel like there's, it's based out of experience, you know, like, oh my goodness, like you're working with a client or seeing stuff that, problems that you see over and over again. So I'm curious how you built this checklist together.
Yeah, so I've been basically working in the intersection of like growth and product for a long time, and marketing and product. And so a lot of my earlier work was focused on getting users to the door, customer acquisition. And obviously, you'll know that you can get people to a website, you can get people to a product, but if they don't convert, if they don't actually activate, you know, it's a waste of time. So then I've spent a lot of my focus really thinking about activation. So initially, I worked for like a SaaS company a while back that was actually based out in the States. And I used to sit next to the product manager and we'd jam on onboarding and thinking about different ways to improve it. And then over time, I just ended up being focused around onboarding, around activation for companies that I was working in. I was working in fintech for a lot of time. I was working with mobile apps as well. And so onboarding for mobile apps and activation rates are generally really, really low in mobile apps. And so I was really laser focused on, you know, creating something that would help founders that I work with. So I advise a lot of founders in those two areas and a lot of teams. And so I wanted to just give something actionable. So that teams that were really looking to think about improving their activation rate, reducing churn, getting people to the real meat of their product, the magic, they can have something that they can look across all the different areas or some of the key components of onboarding, and they're able to get people to really smooth it out. So that's kind of where I've thought about it. And like you, I'm a fan of checklists. Psychologically, we love a checklist. We love getting to goals. And so I wanted to lean into that and give someone something actionable, you know?
I really love that how you came from a background in mobile, because like, correct me if I'm wrong, I've never worked in a mobile focused company before, but it's harder probably to onboard on mobile because it's less real estate. People are more impatient because like when they're on the phone, they're on the go and there's like TikTok, everything else, Instagram, you're thinking about mobile. Is that a fair assumption that mobile's harder as an onboarding than website?
Definitely, you are correct there. Where with mobile, there's a number of challenges, right? One of them is that people just, they're not willing to put up with an app that doesn't work for them, right? They will use an app once and they will never come back to it. There's a graveyard of apps. And so, you know, it's, I think the statistics of people who leave SaaS products is really quite high. Within the first week, it might be up to like 69, 70%, right? It's probably higher for mobile just because people just have less patience. And so just to your point about real estate, we don't have the same ability to use some of the tools. So when I first started out, I remember looking at AppQuise a long time ago, and there wasn't like a mobile app or capabilities for mobile apps because Apple was really quite strict about what you could actually do and how quickly you can test and, pardon me, some of the products that they will allow you to get people to adoption with. So it was very, very tricky back in the day. I know AppQs now does have like a mobile capability and a lot of these products do, you know, exist for mobile, but it's definitely been a challenge. And so for me, it was a really good, you know, learning ground where I can then see, okay, let's learn how to do this on mobile. Let's figure out how product adoption works, drop off happens, and let's learn what's working there. And then you can apply that to desktop, where it's a little bit easier in terms of you've got more tools, you've got more resources and more real estate to get people to the, get people to the value of the product.
That's so true. I love that. And let's get into the checklist, because now this checklist has been battle tested, so to speak. Let's talk about the different components and feel free to share your screen so you can walk through it. For people listening to this on audio, we're going to be walking through this on video. So people can check it out on YouTube as well.
Okay, so this is my checklist. I generally break it down into a few different areas, right? We've got goals, and the goals being really important. We need to get a new user to a goal. We've got jobs to be done, which is obviously, you know, users have goals. They want to achieve things and, you know, having this understanding of what the jobs to be done are, you know, people are trying to achieve there, really, really helps. And then further to this, I think about these two really important concepts, which is increasing motivation and reducing friction. And I think, you know, a great onboarding experience combines the two, right? It has a copy that gets people to want to sign up and want to take further steps, but it also isn't too long and doesn't have too many steps that people get bored. So I think there's a lot to think about there. And then further down to it, I think like, you know, a few ways around like time to value, few ways around education, because it definitely is important to educate users. That's really what it is. They're learning something for the first time or they're using something for the first time. So we want to give them education. And then we also want to think about, you know, potentially some of the tools and some of the ways that we will email or follow up so that we can also get them back into the product if they say left. So that's like a quick overview of some of the areas that I like to think about. And yeah, I work with my clients when I'm auditing. I'll kind of go through this checklist, but I'll also give it out to people so they can do it themselves, right? And they can go through some of these steps and hopefully their onboarding will be a lot smoother for the user and more people will convert over time.
That's cool. I love this. Where would you say most people, most companies you work with, or maybe most companies in general, mess up or make a mistake or overlook in this checklist that you have here?
Really good question. Really good question. So what I would say is that it would generally be in the understanding of what the jobs to be done are and how do they relay that with the messaging. So I always just see that a good onboarding experience, what it really does, or a good product, is it helps someone to achieve a goal, right? And the point being is if you don't know what that goal is, it makes it very hard to help someone to achieve a goal. And I also almost kind of compare it to if you go to a dinner party and there are bells and whistles, you know, there might be chandeliers, golden chandeliers, there's golden cutlery. And if you go to that dinner party, but you can't actually eat, right? Like you can't actually eat, you know, you're not going to be happy. So the idea is that you've got to make sure that you understand what someone's goals are, right? In the case of the dinner party, if, you know, they've got dietary requirements and they can't eat the food, they're not going to be happy. And the same thing with a product, right? If you don't know what someone wants to achieve, you don't know what a success is for someone, it becomes very hard to be able to, you know, I'll continue my analogy, serve them the right food or to get them to the thing that's going to make them really happy. So if you understand that, you can then articulate that in the right way. And then you can make certain moves such as increasing the motivation. And then you can also reduce the friction as well to ensure that people actually go through and get to the goals that they want to get to.
I like that. And going along that line, it's also understanding what they might want to eat, you know, maybe they're like in there expecting Italian food and then you serve them up Thai food and people probably can tell I haven't eaten my lunch yet because I'm getting hungry, but it's like, hey, what do you like trying to understand what can you best serve up to that person so that they love the food and they enjoy it and they come back to the dinner party again or a restaurant.
Exactly. Exactly. You got to know what someone wants to eat, right? You got to know what the dietary requirements are. You want to know what they want to eat. And if you serve them right food, that's how you're winning. So that is also true of, you know, a product. You've got to think about it in the same way. And I think what that really does is it means you understand the customer, right? You put the customer first or the user first, and you think, what are their needs? What are their goals? And then we start from there and we base it around there. And that's why, you know, doing some user research is so key. That's why some companies, some of the products that I love the most, they will ask what jobs to be done are in the beginning of the experience. And then what they can do is they can personalize that experience afterwards. So I definitely think if you put the customer first and you think about the wants there, it changes around the experience that you can make for the user. So that's how you got to think about it.
Well, thank you for sharing this. People can get it at growthroadmaps.co. You also have a newsletter there that I think people should check out and subscribe. So thank you so much, Tio. I want to ask you around what you're really excited about that you're doing. Like, actually, before I ask that, you must have looked at a lot of products, different onboarding experience. Is there one that you're like, oh, wow, that's super cool? You know, it hits all that checkbox based on what you know internally or based on signing up for and seeing it through. Which one has like a check on every checkbox there on your checklist?
Great. Good, really good question. There are two. I'm going to cheat. There are two. So one of them is Klaviyo. So Klaviyo is an email marketing, email automation tool. And one of the reasons why I really love Klaviyo's onboarding is because they ask me what the jobs to be done are. I might be coming from another tool. I might have another tool. They make it easy for you to integrate that tool and import your data. So they help you to get to value very quickly. And then what they also do is they work hard in reducing the friction throughout. They increase my motivation as I'm going through it, but they reduce the friction for me to set up my first automated flow. And if I can automate, you know, most of the people that are signing up for the product are e-com store owners, and their goal is to make more money from e-commerce, right? Or from email marketing. And so Klaviyo is like, we're going to help you to set up your welcome sequence in like 5 minutes. And so you can go in there, sign up, they help you, they pull data in for you so that you can get in and get your welcome sequence up and running, which can then potentially make you money within the next day, right? Like depending on how big your store is. And so for me, short time to value, they use all the checklists, and just in general, I'm getting to the outcome that I want, which is, you know, to set this up, not feel confused about it, and then hopefully I go and make money. So that's one that I recommend everyone looks at. The second one is Product Board. So Product Board is a tool for product managers. And as you can expect, it's made by product managers. It's for product teams. So the onboarding experience is going to be good, right? Like, it's being refined. It's for that audience of product managers, people that are maybe listening to this. And so if you go in there, you sign up for it, it's a really good experience from the sign up page, from the landing page to the sign up page, all the way to getting into the product, to helping me to understand it, helping me to learn by doing, which I also think is a big kind of part of a great onboarding. I learn by doing and actually, you know, trying things out. And so just in general, I think it's a really good flow. They have a contextual walkthrough, which is helpful.
I like it.
So yeah, product board.
I'm going to go sign up for product board. I have not checked it out. That's a good call out. I have checked out Klaviyo. They've really nailed that. They really have figured that out. Tio, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. On to the final question, where can people find out more about you and your work? I already mentioned Growth Roadmaps, and maybe share what you're excited something you're excited about that you're working on right now.
All right, great. So I've been working on, you know, a number of different products recently. I'm actually working on a really cool fitness app, actually. So it's cool. I've been advising a company, working with some influencers who are actually building out a basically so influencers out in the States. And what it is that, you know, a lot of them are really into fitness. And so one of the things that they wanted to then do was combine a bit of like fitness, a bit of music, and to be able to create an experience for people who, you know, want to connect with, or fans who want to kind of connect with some of these people that they see on YouTube or they might see on Instagram. And so I've been working with the founder, who's actually a cousin of mine, and we've been working really hard on like the onboarding experience. What does that look like for value? How do you you know, get people to understand some of the more technical parts of the routines that they're going after? Because it's like there's a niche way that they're actually focusing on some of the routines and some of the fitness exercises. And so it's been really kind of interesting to think about like how we can personalize the experience, how we may want to use like a little bit of AI in order to personalize some of it, and just in general, get people to really connect with these people kind of straight away. And that can be through a combination of like video and also in-product experiences. So yeah, super excited about that. We've been testing it, getting that into people's hands. It'll be launching at some point, you know, in the next few months. But yeah, it's been really, really exciting just kind of beta testing it and working with people on that. So yeah, super excited about that. And that's been interesting.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And then where can people find you online? growthroadmaps.co. I'm also going to link your LinkedIn page. Is there any LinkedIn profile? Is there any other place you want people to check out?
Yeah, you can check out my newsletter, which is just growthroadmaps.beehive.com. And you can also message me or connect with me on LinkedIn. So it's just my name, Theo Hinney. And then you've also got my Twitter as well. I've been less active on there, but I'm planning to get back on there and, you know, writing some short, pithy tweets. But in general, if you ever just want to send me a message or, you know, reach out, you know, happy to chat and talk about anything related to kind of growth, product growth, growth marketing, especially onboarding. We can talk about that all day. So, yeah.
Awesome, Theo. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
No problem.